I hope you don't need me to tell you today is Easter. It's a day of faith, a day of prayer and praise. Sadly, this is one of only 2 days, and that's even maybe the other being Christmas, that a growing number of people turn to faith, prayer, and praise. As we see all measures of hope and happiness decline among Americans for a variety of reasons, my next guest is leading an effort to bring people to what lifts spirits, strengthens, and guides us, prayer and faith. This effort is called Prayer at the Heart, and joining us to explain how its goals will be achieved, as well as the role that you can play in the program, is the founder and executive director, Dr. Douglas Small. How are you today, Doctor?
Well, Chris, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you.
It's an honor to be with you.
Thank you for doing this. And the website to find out more, we do have this link at our homepage, prayeratheheart.org. I want to start with a few statistics. This is from a variety of sources, so I pretty much averaged out the numbers. U.S. adults who pray daily range between 44% to 55%. An additional 21% to 23% pray either weekly or a few times a month. And if you look at the demographics, as they call them, women more likely to pray than men, 50% to 37%, and older adults, meaning 65 and older, much more likely to pray daily than those under 30, 65% to 41%, respectively. What was your motivation, Doctor, for creating the Prayer at the Heart program? What were you seeing that you think you can have, with the power of the people behind you, have the answer to respond?
Well, Chris, there's so many ways I could answer that question. Your statistics focus on general prayer. In some ways, it focuses on what James, the brother of Jesus, would call cockish prayer or bad prayer. It's self-interested prayer. And what we're trying to do is say to the nation, you don't understand how critical your role is in intercessory prayer, in redemptive prayer, in inviting God to come to America. We've closed the door in many ways to him. And so this effort, we took 3,000 people to the heart of the nation 6 years ago. All 50 states were represented. It was a six-hour event. They say a million people tuned into some part of it. Then the goal was to go to the heart of every state and every city and every county until everywhere there's outside public gatherings of prayer, crying out for a fresh spiritual awakening. That's what the nation really, really needs.
Certainly, we're so many times in trouble. I say it's an old joke, and it's meant that way, but after a school shooting, people will say to a Christian, well, where is your God? And the Christian says back to those people, he's trying to get into the school, but you keep slamming the door in his face.
Yeah, we have for 60 years now just watched the dominoes fall to exclude God. But there is a resurgence that beginning to happen. From Asbury forward, college campuses where you get 1,000 or more kids being baptized, the uptick in a search for God, a search for meaning. In many ways, Chris, I think we're not post-Christian. We may be pre-Christian in the sense that you have a whole generation now in America that doesn't know anything about Christ. They're walking into churches and saying, I've never been in a church before. Where do I go? What do I do? There's a hole in their heart that only a father, a good father, a loving father, a forgiving father can heal. So a part of our thrust is come home. Come home to church. Come home to a home you've never been to before. Come home to God. Come home to your father. And we're hoping that a million Christians will share their faith by Pentecost Sunday. We're saying pray for 10, care for 5, share Christ with 3, win 1, and do it with 2 other people so you're not alone, you're not discouraged. In the 3.2 billion people who came to Christ in Billy Graham's crusade, 80% were saved by this method. 80% were on somebody's what they called the Operation Andrew guide. And this person and 2 of his friends were praying together every week, you know, for John and Sally and Sue and whatever else. And and they brought them to the crusade, and they came to Christ. That's what we're praying, that on Pentecost Sunday, churches will be full of people. We've got 7 weeks to do this, full of people who have given their heart to Christ, or they're ready to give their heart to Christ.
And that certainly does please God when one sinner can be reformed. And you mentioned people walking into church now and not knowing what to do. The same thing with prayer. How do I pray? What do I pray? And the answer is very clear in Matthew 6:5-15. God first, our true needs, forgiveness, and refusing to temptation.
And Paul gives us another thing in Timothy 2. He talks about petitionary prayer and then worship. And then intercessory prayer, which means to meet with the king in behalf of another person. And then Eucharistia, thanksgiving. And this is really Paul's concise theology of prayer. I think the part we've been leaving out is we don't understand that we are the gap between God and lost people around us. We've confused intercession with spiritual warfare. It certainly does involve that. But that's only incidental. The real issue in intercession is reconciliation. The first movement in evangelism is prayer, where you step in the middle. Well, Hallsby said you're like a satellite dish. You catch the beam of heaven and direct it here and here and there and there. Brueggemann, the theologian, says we pray here and God moves there. We pray now and God moves then. We're that indispensable, mysterious link in the middle. Even though we don't think anything's happening, the Holy Spirit is witnessing with us, the book of Acts says, and waking up their heart to Christ, to the reality of who God is and his love.
So how are you having people involved? Is it a matter of the individuals or churches, organizations?
All the above. You can go to Prayer at the Heart, and there's actually a guide that you can pull down. It's a 50-day prayer guide, but there's also a kind of a organizational thing just for you. And then there's one for the church, and then there's one for the county, and then there's one for the state. So we're looking for a kind of layered participation. Our prayer going into this is that all 50 states would be involved, and we now have all 50 states where we have a state leader, our state advocate. We wanted all 3,100 counties involved. I think we're going to get to a little less than half of that this year. We'll repeat this next year. And then our goal is to see 25,000 churches involved. I know that there are 25 to 30 Christian denominations or organizations involved in promoting this on their own. But the big thing, Chris, is I'm asking your listeners to be one of a million. Reaching one of a million, one of a million, reaching one of a million. Pray for 10, care for 5, share with 3, win 1. And a million would be twice as many as we've seen saved in recent years among all denominations for an entire year. A million would be like it would be a domino we would feel. It's not we need 35 million. We need a tithe of the nation. We need to get to a tipping point here, but that's too many to begin with. So a million would get us twice as far down the road in 50 days as we've been getting down the road, because we are afraid, we're intimidated, we're fearful of sharing our faith. So I'm just asking Christians to break your silence. And it's not about confronting people or quoting but good scripture. It's really about hearing their story. And then letting them hear your story about how God changed your life, and then letting them hear his story. It's a blessing. The first word of God, Chris, to us in the Bible, the Father, was blessing. The last word of Jesus was blessing. Even the crucifixion could not quench that blessing. That's what we speak. Aaron spoke it over the people. We're speaking. We have this extraordinary privilege of saying to people, God bless you. He wants to bless you. And he said to Aaron, if you'll speak the blessing, I'll do the blessing.
Which is why Jesus says, too, if you think that you're introverted or you don't want to impose or you're going in unarmed, for lack of a better word, Jesus in Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. You are not alone. You're not in this alone. And for those who are seeking answers, Let them know that they're not alone. Through prayer, they can make the connection and feel God's love and be blessed in every way that they're in true righteous need of. Find out more at prayeratheheart.org. It's time. The time is now. The program starts today. The goals are set. Your efforts, your prayer efforts, your spiritual efforts are needed to make this whole thing work. Again, prayeratheheart.org. Dr. Douglas Moll, thank you for this inspirational opportunity for all those who are giving prayer, those who receive prayer. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.